Tisdale Reconciliation is hosting several events in September, including a book talk on September 26. Everyone is welcome to come and have a respectful and engaging conversation. Penny Moore, Northeast School Division Indigenous Education Learning Coordinator, and Lynn Mortimer, Librarian at Tisdale Middle and Secondary School, TMSS, will be leading the conversations on all the books that will be discussed. Some may have read some of the books, all the books, or none of the books. The books are really an entry to having conversations about reconciliation and our shared historical truths, said Moore. Moore said, the four books that were chosen were based on readability, and they were all critically acclaimed. Four is a culturally significant number. The books were chosen for a variety of reasons. Some books tell the truth, in truth and reconciliation, some honor Indigenous knowledge, and reading these books may help the reader move forward in their own personal reconciliation journey. We wanted books that were adult reads, youth reads, and a book that could be read with a child. Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults is Monica Gray's adaptation of Robin Wall Kimmerer's book Braiding Sweetgrass. The original book is based on Kimmerer's work as an Indigenous scientist and how the natural world provides both lessons and gifts. This adaptation is a comfortable read and includes reflective questions about our place in the world. Answering the Calls: A Child's View of the 94 Calls to Action is a book created by students of École Laura Secord School in Winnipeg, MB. The grade 4, 5 and 6 learners took the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 Calls to Action and reworded and illustrated them. An Inconvenient Indian is the retelling of the historical narrative of the relationship between the Indigenous people and settlers in North America. Thomas King masterfully uses humor and truth to explain what it means to Indian in North America. Fatty Legs is the true account of an Inuit girl's experience at residential school, and how she stood up to her tormentors. This book is often read in schools across Canada. Reconciliation Tisdale has a couple of other events going on during Truth and Reconciliation Week, September 23-27. Story Strolls will be held September 23-30. With Our Orange Hearts, by Phyllis Webstead, will be at St. Therese Park, and Spirit Bear's Guide to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada Calls to Action will be at Memorial Park. A community walk recognizing National Day of Truth and Reconciliation will be held September 27 at 11 a.m. starting from Tisdale Town Square.